a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lingy, it is Brownlow week and a lot of stuff is getting brought up, a lot of memories and everything like that. Obviously, congrats to Peter Cripps.
Peter Cripps.
I went to school with him.
I was like, Peter Cripps, that's not right. Patrick Cripps,
Pauline,
my apologies.
Your sister.
But, you know, you were such a big deal back in the day and you've walked that red carpet so many times before and we'd just like to know, who the hell is this?
Yeah, looking forward to a good night, actually. It should be good.
And your beautiful friend, partner, wife.
My lovely friend, Rebecca, has decided to accompany me tonight, which is very nice of her.
And your hairstyle tonight, mate, who did you go to get that done?
The shower, and however it came out of in the shower.
Who's Rebecca?
Who's Rebecca?
Who is this woman?
She's a friend of my sister's.
Okay. Yeah.
Did she know you were a friend? Because
the look on her face when you say, oh, and you pause, sort of you stumble over your words and then you go, my friend Rebecca here.
It was more the guy asking wife, girlfriend.
Yeah, we that's for you.
Discussed anything like that, of course. Yeah. No, Beck, I still know Beck, good friends with my sister.
And was there anything there, or yeah, is this one of the heydays of Cameron Ling just throwing it around town?
As fierce Dodsy supporters, we want to know who the hell is that?
Dodsy knows Beck.
Yeah, that's fine. Does she know the full story, though?
No, there is no full story.
And was Beck led there under false pretenses, thinking she was a girlfriend slash partner slash potential wife option?
No, I would say not. I think the year before, my sister had been the one who'd actually accompanied me as well. So then it was one of my sister's mates.
Right.
Right, so you were just working your way through your sister's mates, were you? That's what it sounds like to me.
No.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to see that video, it's up on our socials right now.
Yeah, if we can get a welfare check on Rebecca too, that'd be great.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The Werribee Zoo is celebrating, Log, or has been in celebration mode because of the birth of the first mother-raised calf, rhino calf, in over 20 years.
I know,
it's cool. So exciting. Mm. And we thought you'd eventually get on. The zookeeper from the Werribee Zoo, Dom, is on the line right now. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Sorry about the time stuff up this morning, Dom. My fault.
No, it's absolutely all right. Yeah, I was getting a bit paranoid that something had gone wrong, so I came in anyway. So I was.
I'm sorry.
No, Dom, anytime you're ever worried about anything going wrong, just assume it was Loggy who stuffed it up. Okay.
I would perish the thought. Wouldn't dream of it.
Hey, can we clear one thing up really quickly just before we move on to the exciting news?
Go for it.
Can you just confirm there are lions at the Werribee Zoo?
There are most certainly lions, and we've got some adults and we've got some teenagers at the moment, which is really great because lions generally spend a lot of time sleeping, but the teenagers don't, so they're awesome. They're up and about all the time, but we got them here and at Melbourne Zoo as well.
I just had a brain fade because we go to the Werribee Zoo quite a bit with the girls, and I just can't picture their enclosure, that's all, so I thought maybe we'd
big sort of yellowy brown animals, mane. I'll send you a picture.
That's where the confusion lay. I thought that was the big grey one.
The other thing is that I also said that they're just on the savannah, but apparently that's also incorrect information, Dom.
But the lions?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if lions were on the savannah, we'd have a problem because then all my antelope probably wouldn't be on the savannah.
Yeah, that's right,
Generally, yeah.
They'd be very well fed.
Yeah.
All right. I mentioned big grey ones, though. Let's talk about this baby rhino. We've come up with a name for it.
Yeah, we have Jabulani, which is really a really fitting name. It means rejoice or joy in Zulu, which is sort of the African dialect, and that's where rhinos come from. So, we had a competition and threw out a whole bunch of names, and, came up with Jabulani.
Dom, how big a deal is this? This birth of this calf?
It's huge. As you mentioned earlier, it's the first mother-raised calf we've had in just over 20 years. And the whole story around it is just so amazing because, in all honesty, we were really worried about this birth, and we thought we may have to intervene because this female, Kipenzi, had had a calf last year, and fortunately she lost it. And, you know, she really struggled with that first one. Her mom has had a few calves and struggled. You know, she's never seen a calf being born. So all of these things just sort of stacked up against her, and we thought, you know what, we're probably going to end up having to intervene or do something. And, you know, this, what do they call it, oxytocin, the love hormone kicked in, and this little calf was born, and she was just, right, that's it, got this, know what I'm doing.
Aww.
You guys can go back home, and I've got this, I'm going to be a great mom.
Oh, my God, I love it so much. Your job must just be so amazing, and this rhino calf, I imagine you get to spend a lot of time with. Do you, because he drinks 8 to 14 litres of milk per day, do you have to stop off at the supermarket first, or do you, like how does that work in your everyday life?
Well, thankfully, Mom is just over 2 tons, and at the moment, you know, with his voracious appetite, he's drinking all of this, and with her 2 tons, half a ton of that is probably just udder, and she's just providing all this milk, and she's just smashing it out and doing a great job. And yeah, he's his weight is increasing, and the milk is there, so it's really brilliant. And you know, I think he was born probably just over 50 kilograms. It's now a month, and he's probably pushing just over 80, 90 kilograms.
Oh, so, bless you.
I mean, it's just incredible, and an attitude to match as well.
Well, yeah, I read that he's putting on like 5 to 10 kilos per week, and as the Cats players head into their off season, that reminds me back in my day of what we used to achieve on a footy trip. Those sorts of kilos.
Yeah, Lingy, I'm not going to comment on that, but yeah, no, he's definitely in the off-season right now.
Yeah, you weren't consuming milk.
He's gone a little bit raucous as well.
Awesome. Right, so yeah, he loves to run around, so he's just like any other sort of little baby kid that's running around.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's just clocked the fact he's out in the West, and he's got this Wild West attitude, and he just doesn't stop. He's giving his mom a go. He's going at the fences. He's running around. He's just, you know, absolutely full of the joys of life. Eh? And you know, in a little while when we have him out on the sort of general savannah area and everyone can pop into the zoo and go for a ride on the safari, they'll get to see him, you know, running around with a 2-ton mom in tow saying, don't go there, don't do this, don't do that.
Don't climb on that. So, yeah, because I remember, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, could have even been longer ago than that, but you had a baby zebra down there on the savannah, and we came and we did the tour, and we super cute. So when do you think we will be able to come and see little Jabulani?
At the moment, it's just to sort of watch the space. we'll let you guys know. We'll put it out in our social medias and things. But it's a matter of just waiting till he's big enough, and we're just busy with introductions at the moment. So he's met Granny, he's going to meet his great granny, he's going to meet the auntie, and then at some stage in the future he's going to meet Dad. And so we're just busy with those sort of introductions, and then because we've got so many other animals down there, giraffe and eland and zebra, like you say, and ostrich and oryx and you name it, we've got to do these sort of slow introductions to everybody. And once that's all happened, then we'll let everyone know. And when he's big enough, then he'll go out. So we're aiming for the end of the year, but we'll see how we go with how he tracks. At the moment, you know, the way he's going, he'll probably be 2 tons, you know, before we know it.
Incredible, incredible. Dom, look, there's so much to talk about at the Werribee Zoo, and we have gone long. I know that you've been building the elephant enclosure there too, and they're coming from Melbourne Zoo, and they're going to have all this space to run around. It's going to be really, really awesome. My understanding is, if Disney taught me anything, they'll be flying themselves from Melbourne Zoo to Werribee Zoo just with their ears. When can we keep our eyes on the sky for that?
Oh yeah, no. Dumbo will be taking off in. It's been a huge operation, and yeah, they will be arriving. And once again, I'll let everyone know when the dates are and when they'll be on display. But that's huge. I mean, they're going to this awesome new massive exhibit that it'll be state of the art. It's cutting edge, and it's going to be the greatest elephant exhibit in the world,
that's
I reckon,
beautiful.
With amazing habitats. So. Yeah, once again, you know, the exact dates, we'll just have to keep our eyes out, and we'll hopefully have everyone will at the same sort of time be able to see rhino running around savannah and elephants and you name it. So it's all going down at Werribee Zoo, hey?
All right. Don Moss, thanks so much for your time, mate. You're a superstar, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Magic. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good day.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Pop, pop. Hey, what are we doing? It's Wednesday, playing Geelong the Surf Coast in the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Yeah, time management, not our strong suit. Certainly not at the moment. We are already running late for news. That's fine. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mist of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. It's closest to that going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to go. Everybody ready to play?
Yep. Pens are ready. Let's do this.
Guess the year. What year did this come out? There are different eras of Billy Joel, aren't there?
Don't even.
No. This is talking my language.
Talking Phil. Love it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I've written some down and then I've undercut myself by a year.
Let's do
just
it.
Just for full disclosure. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1984.
Seven. Oh, I've gone
3, 4, 7. Here we go.
The year was 1987.
Oh, Cameron, yes.
On the nose.
Ling on the nose.
He is on the nose always. Here we go. On. Question number two.
I remember going to Kmart and buying the single for this.
Okay.
And Dad said, why don't you buy the whole album? It's more cost efficient.
Well, singles were like $9.99 at the time, were they? I was definitely still at school.
All right. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Everybody good? Everybody good?
Yeah. Year 11, I'm going.
2, 1.
1996.
5, 6, 7. Here we go.
The year was
1997.
Oh,
that's a lead. Yes.
Well done,
love
mate.
It. All
oh,
right,
God.
Well.
Where's the winner sound effect? Here we go.
There we go.
Brilliant. Beautifully handled by you also, because we didn't need to go to a third one because we're over time. All right. Guess the year returns next Tuesday if we play our cards right.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We like to act out a scene from a movie for our friends at Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
All right, this is the combo that everyone loves. Tom and Loggy are going to act out a scene from a movie, and I am going to be the guesser. Don't forget, the two of you, once you've done your superb acting at the end, you need to do the and
scene
and pull the
down
curtain
the blind,
down
yes.
So that I know that the acting has finished. It's going to be so good, I'm going to easily guess it, no worries at all.
I really imagine that sort of hand movement of pulling down the blind, like a roller shutter, you know, like you pull it down and then you...
He only does that to anger us, yeah, so don't engage. Yep. Don't
it's also
engage.
A little bit like Buffy.
Mate, I need you at the top of your game, okay?
The next
we've
movie...
We've got people here, we've been practicing.
Okay.
I need you at the top of your game. Can you do it, Tom?
Yeah, of course, always.
Oh, good. You'd be a good director.
We don't have people here. It's just Cameron.
Hey, I'm the audience. I've got my popcorn.
Okay,
got my
we're ready
top.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go.
Okay, here we go.
Sounds like somebody needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, well, it's just like talking, except longer and louder, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people.
If you can sing along, you sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there's not. Wait. I'm singing, I'm in a store, and I'm singing, I'm in a store, and I'm singing.
Hey, there's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
We sing all the time.
No, you don't.
Especially when we make toys.
No.
See? and
see.
Sorry, now,
that's a man. That's a man on the top of his game.
You were so good.
No, it was so hard with the singing.
It's a massive scene. It is a massive scene.
Listen, you were hitting the highs. Your singing was superb.
Yeah, you did well.
And then your brain just
left. No, it's okay because it was the singing was spot on.
Yeah.
But it's a big scene.
Your brain just did a loggy and just decided to head home for the day.
I don't approve of that message.
It was clearly Alf and very, very well done.
Yeah. I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey, there's no singing in a Norfolk.
Yes, there is. The next line there is. Yes, there is.
Well done, you two.
Thanks, mate. And well done to Loggy to play multiple roles there. It is all thanks to Stan, the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan. I Feel Stan returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.